Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Just Visiting This Planet. Revised and updated for the 21st century is a popular science book by Neil deGrasse Tyson that continues the Merlin from Amon format, in which scientific questions are answered through the voice of a knowledgeable fictional visitor. The book belongs to the tradition of accessible astronomy and general science writing, rather than formal textbook instruction. Its purpose is to clarify how the universe works by treating apparently simple questions as openings into deeper physical principles. The revised and updated positioning signals attention to scientific understanding for contemporary readers while preserving the short answer. Question-driven structure associated with Tyson's early public education work. The book is best understood as a bridge between curiosity and scientific literacy. It does not require advanced mathematics or specialist training, but it asks readers to think carefully about evidence, scale, causality, and the difference between everyday intuition and astronomical reality. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the Merlin framework turns curiosity into disciplined scientific questioning. The defining feature of the book is its use of Merlin, a fictional outsider, as a vehicle for answering questions about the natural world. This format matters because it creates distance from ordinary assumptions. A visitor from another world can treat familiar human questions as strange, which allows Tyson to expose hidden misconceptions without adopting a lecturing tone. The device also supports concise explanations. A question can be answered directly, but the answer often points toward a broader principle in astronomy, physics, or scientific reasoning. This is different from a conventional survey of the cosmos, where chapters usually proceed from planets to stars to galaxies. Here, the organizing unit is curiosity itself. The value of the structure is that it mirrors how many non-specialists encounter science, not as a curriculum, but as a sequence of puzzles. By making questions legitimate starting points, the book reinforces an important scientific habit: confusion is not a failure of understanding, but the beginning of investigation when it is handled with evidence and logic. Secondly, astronomical scale is used to challenge everyday intuition. A central theme in Tyson's public science writing is the mismatch between human scale intuition and cosmic scale reality, and this book fits that pattern. Questions about planets, stars, moons, gravity, light, or cosmic distances become ways to show why common sense can be unreliable outside ordinary experience. On Earth, people judge motion, size, and time through direct perception, but astronomy requires reasoning across distances and durations that cannot be personally experienced. The book's question and answer style is well suited to this problem because it can begin with a familiar assumption and then widen the frame. For example, an apparently simple issue about what is seen in the sky may require attention to orbital motion, perspective, illumination, or the finite speed of light. The broader intellectual lesson is that science does not merely add facts to common sense. It often corrects the scale at which common sense operates. This makes the book useful for readers who want astronomy explained as a transformation of perspective rather than as a list of celestial objects. Thirdly, everyday phenomena are connected to underlying physical laws, although the book is strongly associated with astronomy. Its method depends on showing that celestial phenomena and ordinary experience are governed by the same physical principles. Tyson's answers typically make science feel continuous: the behavior of falling objects, light, heat, motion, atmospheres, tides, or orbits can be linked through recurring ideas such as gravity, energy, momentum, and radiation. This continuity is important because it prevents astronomy from seeming remote or decorative. The heavens are not a separate realm with special rules. They are an enlarged laboratory in which familiar laws operate under different conditions. The practical effect is to help readers build transferable understanding. Instead of memorizing one answer at a time, readers are encouraged to notice patterns in explanation. A question about a planet may also illuminate why objects move as they do on Earth. A question about sunlight may clarify color, temperature, or energy. This approach gives the book an educational strength. It converts scattered curiosity into a more coherent picture of physical cause and effect. Fourthly, the revised context highlights science as provisional and self-correcting. The revised and updated framing is significant because popular astronomy books age quickly when discoveries, missions, measurements, and classifications change. A work updated for 21st century readers implicitly acknowledges that science is not a fixed catalog of answers. It is a process in which conclusions are refined as better observations and models become available. This matters especially in astronomy, where telescopes, spacecraft, detector technologies, and computational methods have altered public understanding of planets, exoplanets, black holes, cosmology, and the solar system over recent decades. The book's durability depends not only on particular answers, but on the reasoning habits behind them. If a factual detail changes, the reader can still benefit from learning how evidence is weighed and how explanation is built. This feature distinguishes good popular science from trivia collections. The goal is not simply to know what scientists currently say, but to understand why scientific claims remain open to improvement. The revised edition, therefore, reinforces a mature view of knowledge. Reliable does not mean unchanging, and updated does not mean arbitrary. Lastly, humor and plain language lower barriers without discarding precision. Tyson's accessible style is an important part of the book's function. The Merlin premise allows wit, compression, and conversational directness, but the underlying aim remains explanatory rather than merely entertaining. In popular science, simplicity can become misleading if it removes the constraints that make an answer scientifically meaningful. The challenge is to avoid both technical overload and casual vagueness. This book's format helps manage that balance because each response can focus on a specific point while avoiding the burden of a full academic treatment. Plain language is used to make the question answerable, not to imply that the subject itself is simplistic. The result is a form of scientific communication especially useful for readers who may be intimidated by formal physics or astronomy. It shows that precision can be approached incrementally. A reader can first grasp the core idea, then recognize the deeper structure behind it. The book's style, therefore, demonstrates a broader principle of science education. Clarity is not the opposite of rigor when explanations preserve cause, evidence, and limits. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who enjoy astronomy, physics, and general science, but prefer short, focused explanations over a systematic textbook. It can serve curious adults, younger readers with strong science interest, educators looking for clear explanatory models, and anyone who wants to sharpen scientific intuition without beginning with equations. Its practical benefit lies in the way it trains readers to ask better questions, distinguish observation from assumption, and connect everyday phenomena to larger physical laws. Its intellectual benefit is perspective. It repeatedly moves the reader from human-scale impressions to cosmic-scale reasoning. Compared with many popular astronomy books, just visiting this planet stands out because its identity is not built around one grand argument, one mission, or one discovery. Its strength is modular curiosity, organized through the Merlin device and Tyson's concise explanatory voice. That makes it more approachable than comprehensive cosmology books and more conceptually useful than simple fact collections. The revised and updated framing also gives it a contemporary role by preserving the original question-driven format while aligning the science with modern readers' expectations. Readers seeking deep technical treatment should look elsewhere, but those seeking clear, intelligent entry points into how scientists explain the universe will find it a distinctive and durable popular science work. If you would like to support Neil deGrasse Tyson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.